Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. My people making that money, people on the roads, people on the trucks, people on the military bases, people at work, my people in the restaurants, the people at the bars, the people in the hospital, the people at home. Maybe you're sitting in your driveway right now. Maybe you don't want to go home. Maybe you don't want to go inside. I understand you want to stay away from that person. Hang out with me. I'm here. I'll be hanging out for the next 3 hours. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. We've already had a busy show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. on the East Coast. And for all my folks listening on the West Coast, what's up? I get started at 7 p.m. And so if you are in San Diego, what's up, San Diego? If you're in Sacramento, Los Angeles, you could be in Oakland. You could be in Oregon. You could be in Vancouver. It's 7 o'clock for you. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you can use the internet and you can do it safely, go ahead and do it. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief everywhere. We talked about Jonathan Taylor. Currently away on leave from the Indianapolis Colts. He is rehabbing his ankle injury away from the team. And I guess you don't get closer to a contract by being around. I don't think the Colts are going to give him a contract. I think he will show up to work and play the last year of his rookie deal where he will be franchise tagged next year. Sucks for him. We talked about Kareem Hunt. Yeah, one of the many running backs who doesn't have a job. He visited with the Saints today, and guess what? He's going to visit with the Indianapolis Colts tomorrow because they don't have Jonathan Taylor and their backup running back, Zach Moss. Zach Moss has a broken arm, and so the Colts are going to suck either way with or without Jonathan Taylor, and I guess that's one of the reasons they don't want to give him a massive deal. And before we went to break, I told you that a surviving Georgia Bulldog staffer is now suing the athletic department because the woman who drove the car that killed her and another player, she says that the university is liable for allowing her to drive knowing that she had egregious speeding violations on her record. And so that staffer sued the school. She has been away on medical leave. And now the university has fired her for, they say, not participating in an internal investigation. Her lawyer says they fired her in retaliation for suing. Now, let's all be real. How easy is it to go pick up a check from someplace and then have a lawsuit against them? It's tricky. It happens. I mean, but damn, that typically doesn't end well. She's a young lady. She makes $12,000 a year as a recruiting staffer, and yeah, she's suing for more than $150. So what do I know? All the best to her. And I mentioned this before the break. This much I do know. With all of these celebrations, championships, you know, Georgia going back to back, and, you know, we can think about the Golden State Warriors party celebration, the Nuggets, their celebration. We can go to J.R. Smith. We can go to Tom Brady, drunk as hell. Drunk as hell off his ass at the Bucks celebration. Okay, if you're a professional athlete, I think most people after the parade, the team knows enough. You ain't driving. We're going to put you in a car. You're going to get in a vehicle. But that's not to say that a lot of these instances aren't accidents waiting to happen. You don't have to look any further than the Georgia Bulldogs. And it makes no difference whether these are student athletes or college athletes or professionals. I think that sports in general, and I know they make a lot of money on alcohol, go ahead, get all the money that you can. But when it comes to the celebrations, I think all of the massive drinking that we see during these parades, I think it's gotten out of hand. I think it sends the wrong message, and we don't need any more accidents. So let's cut that out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. I do want to talk to you here. Ryan Tannehill has some positive words on DeAndre Hopkins joining the Titans. I guess the Tennessee Titans, they got no choice but to be better than the Colts. We'll talk about that. Hard Knocks, it just debuted on HBO. It's over. I wonder what news came out of it. Probably nothing. Maybe Aaron Rodgers had something spiritual to say. The White Sox and Orioles continue to be disasters. Eric Bieniemy scaring the living hell out of the players that he coaches with the Commanders. And so we got a lot to get into. Let's get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, Gary, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi, JR. By the way, I listen to you guys and your show every night. I don't always agree with you, but I do listen. In this case, this situation that you just mentioned about this lady that's suing and all the garbage that goes along with it. In my opinion, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but they should have enough money to afford security. The security should be able to, and I'm not saying that they have to babysit these adults, but if they have to, because you shouldn't have to have somebody die for these adults and women or guys and college students and whoever else was involved to wake them up. I know I've lost. I just recently lost my girlfriend. Just recently lost her son with drugs, and it's no fun. And as far as alcohol is concerned, they should grow up, get some security. I'm not saying it's an absolute solution, but it wouldn't be a bad idea. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of age. And thank you, Gary, for calling from Vancouver. Look, we know that, and I can't even say this because I don't think it's age. Like, alcoholism is a disease. That's first of all. It's something that you can be addicted to. We just talked about this last week with CeCe Sabathia, and we'll share this with you later on in the show. We saw Domingo Germán. Domingo Germán is 30 years old, plays for the New York Yankees, has every resource that any human in the United States of America would have available to him. Domingo Germán had an issue a couple of seasons ago, a domestic issue with his wife at a teammate's birthday party where his teammates had to intervene and get him to relax at the party and then after the party when they actually took him home. We learned that there was an incident in the New York Yankees clubhouse last week where Domingo Germán apparently reportedly showed up intoxicated, and they had to put his ass into the sauna room to kind of get him to sweat out the alcohol and just relax. Domingo Germán is 30 years old. He's not a 19-year-old college student. We know, yes, you go to college, you have a sense of freedom. You don't have to report to mommy or daddy or nana or grandpa or whoever the hell it is. You just do what you want to do. You got the freedom and you are now an adult. And so we know that people, you know, feel a little bit of freedom and they get to drinking, maybe more so than they need to. But I don't think it's an age thing. I'm not going to look at a athlete or someone who is 18 or 19 and just say, oh, well, these student athletes, they should have security or they should know better. I mean, we can look at an adult. Come on, man. Alcoholism and drinking issues don't have an age to it. It doesn't matter whether you are 18, 19, 20, or 21. Hey, Shep, help me out here. Maybe I'm too far removed. Ain't the legal drinking age 21?
In the States, yes.
Yeah, you got to be 21 to buy a drink. But let's be real. You got people drinking ain't 21, they're younger. And so whether you're 18, 19, 20, 21, or you're 30, or you are 40, or you are 50, or 60, or 70, or 80. People drink. People drink too much. That's just the facts. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've never had too much to drink. People drink. And for some people, it is a major issue and a major life-altering problem. It is a disease. And so I don't want to pick on someone who is a student versus someone who is a professional. And I told you last week, we talked about CeCe Sabathia, and I think this is from CBS. CeCe Sabathia was a grown man playing and pitching for the New York Yankees, a borderline Hall of Famer, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball over the past 25 years prior to his retirement. And if you think that, you know, alcoholism or drinking is a problem just in schools, hey, listen to this grown man talk about his issues and how he actually went to work. He was a functioning alcoholic. Listen to this.
It was just me waking up, realizing that, you know, I couldn't stop. That weekend in Baltimore, you know, it was 3 days where I just couldn't stop. I wanted to stop drinking, and I couldn't. So, you know, I didn't want to wait.
This was right before the game.
This was right before a game, and it was right before the playoffs. I didn't want to wait until I hurt somebody or I had a DUI or I was court-ordered to go to rehab. You know, I wanted to get in front of this and make sure that I was making the right decision for my life, because I'd always put baseball in front of everything. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I needed to put my kids and my family and my health in front of my career.
CeCe Sabathia was pitching, and then he would drink, and then he'd drink some more, and then he'd detox for a day or two, and then he'd pitch, and then he'd drink and drink and drink some more, and then he'd pitch, and he did nothing but drink in between pitching. What? That's nuts. That would kill me. And sure, he's almost 3-4 times my size, CeCe Sabathia is. But damn.
JR, I know a lot of people. You probably know this.
I'm sorry, Shep.
You probably already know this. You know, when it comes to the four leading preventable deaths in this country, alcoholism is one of the four leading preventable deaths. And what's really troubling about that statistic is 70% of those deaths happen to men.
Oh, not a surprise. You know, we lambast men who go out to seek professional help or go to talk to someone. I will never forget, you know, Ron Artest standing in front of the media after winning his first championship, thanking his therapist. People went, oh, my God. Men sit on to things. You know, there's so much stress attached to being a man, and this is not a man versus a woman thing. But this is a fact. Men are supposed to be men. Men are not supposed to talk about what ails them. And so what's an easy thing to do? To go out there and just and talk to the bottle. That's it. And so for CeCe Sabathia to kind of go through life and have that realization, think about this. The New York Yankees and a lot of Yankees, a lot of their fans lament the fact that, oh my God, the Yankees haven't won a title since 2009. There hasn't been a championship since 2009 with the New York Yankees. CeCe Sabathia was the leading pitcher. He was the ace on that staff. I just told you about all the athletes over the past several years that have just been just almost out on their ass drunk over the past several years. Could you imagine CeCe Sabathia injuring, hurting someone, hurting himself after a New York Yankees parade? I'm sure he was having some drinks, but can you imagine? No, I don't want to. I don't want to think about it. What took place earlier this year was enough. What took place with the Bulldogs is enough. And so, yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough kicking habits. It's tough putting a bottle down. But, I mean, damn, just try to think about the people who matter. And just also try to think about yourself. Don't go out there and don't hurt yourself. That's the best I can do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls on the other side of the break. You know, someone who has an alternative, I guess this is an alternative, is Aaron Rodgers. We know he likes to drink that stuff, but at least he hangs out in the jungle. I don't think any cars are involved. The New York Jets, they just debuted on Hard Knocks a few minutes ago, and it's been brought to my attention pleasantly. Aaron Rodgers is now the final old-ass quarterback. We've gotten younger. And this is a good thing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless you, JR. I'm a huge follower, supporter, and listener of your show. Been admiring you for years. I follow you on Twitter. It's an honor to be able to talk to you, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We had a big deal in the NFL tonight. The New York Jets said they didn't want to do it. They were forced to do it. The New York Jets debuted on Hard Knocks tonight. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing crazy of note happened. Nobody got cut. Nobody got fired. Sauce Gardner, and I was watching here in the studio, Sauce Gardner went back to Cincinnati to get his degree. Rob Saleh addressing the troops, Aaron Rodgers standing around, patting guys on the back, and the New York Jets are relevant. When's the last time you said that? I don't even know. Aaron Rodgers initially not all this enthusiastic about being on Hard Knocks. This is what he had to say about the opportunity a few weeks ago.
We kind of knew that they were really wanting us to be a part of Hard Knocks, and this just brings more attention to us. I don't think there's anything nefarious about the way it went down, but I'm excited about people getting to see what we're all about here and then the interactions with you all during the weeks.
Aw, that's nice. You know what else is nice? And I've been saying this for about 2 years right now. 2 years. I have been waiting, maybe longer. I have been waiting for this day where the quarterbacks in the NFL are not ancient. And I love this. I saw this story on NBC today. It was a reminder that Aaron Rodgers is now the oldest QB in the damn game by 5 years. The starter. Aaron Rodgers, at this point of his career, he's going to turn 40 years old in December. The next oldest starter is Matthew Stafford, who's 35. And damn it, Matthew Stafford, they're talking about him having numbness in his limbs last year. I hope he can last for the Rams. Ryan Tannehill, he's 35 years old. He's coming down to the end of the line here with the Tennessee Titans. He's coming off of surgery. Kirk Cousins is 35. Russell Wilson, 34. Geno Smith, 32. Derek Carr, 32. Dak Prescott is 30. This is a beautiful thing. It was only a few seasons ago that we had the old and the elderly playing quarterback in the NFL. Tom Brady. What's Tom Brady doing right now? He's on safari in Africa. I'm not joking. He really is. He posted photos. Look at it. Drew Brees. Old. He left. Sean Payton decided to leave too when Brees left. Brees went to TV. And damn it, I don't even know if Brees will be back. Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan is on television too now. Matt Ryan made it very clear. And I think it's because he's still going to get $12 million. But Matt Ryan said, yeah, I'll be on TV, but I'm not retiring, folks. I'm not. Ben Roethlisberger is sitting around doing podcasts. He has his own podcast. Philip Rivers. This man just had another baby. Hey, Shep, what is this, baby number 25?
I think baby number 11.
So he has an entire starting offense or defense.
You got that right. Got an NBA team.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. He does. He got five starters, six guys off the bench. And, oh, yeah, by the way, interesting story a few weeks ago. Kyle Shanahan letting everyone know that if we actually beat the Eagles with our eighth string quarterback, and if we did advance to the Super Bowl, we would have called Philip Rivers, and we would have seen if he would have came through and played for us on 2 weeks' notice. Now, that would have been a hell of a story. Didn't happen, but it would have been a hell of a story. And so no Roethlisberger, no Rivers, no Eli Manning, no Peyton Manning, no Drew Brees, no Tom Brady, no Matt Ryan. It's just Aaron Rodgers. We know Aaron Rodgers has one Super Bowl. It would be a game changer and a legacy changer. Aaron Rodgers is already going to go down as one of the great quarterback talents that the league has ever seen. No one is going to throw around his neck, oh my God, he was the ultimate winner, ultimate champion. This is what he was. And nobody can look at him as Tom Brady. But his skills at the quarterback position, ridiculous. Now, having said that, if Aaron Rodgers wins a championship for the New York Jets, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if he did, yeah, he'd up it. Just the championship with the Jets would up him into another level. Stratosphere. Delivering a championship to a team that hasn't smelled or tasted a championship or a Super Bowl since 1969 with Joe Namath. And so Aaron Rodgers is here. We all know about the pay cut that he took, leaving $35 million on the table. And why not? He's a 40-year-old guy. What else does he have to play for? Money, huh? A matter of fact, he talked about why he left money on the table. This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
And it's about guys before training camp, guys at the end of training camp that we could possibly bring in. There's obviously more trades now that we see across the league, at least bigger names at the deadline than maybe my first couple of years in the league. But, you know, this is going to be a few years partnership. And after that, hopefully there's not a huge kind of cap issue. That's why we didn't need to backload it or put any special escalator, strange things in the contract to weigh down the organization after I'm done playing.
Yeah, bottom line is, if we win a Super Bowl this year, I'm gone. If we don't, then I'll come back next year and try again. I think at minimum, that's what the New York Jets are going to get from Aaron Rodgers. Old man Aaron. And I love it. A new era, a new day. I've been waiting on this. The changes in the NFL. People talk about Anthony Richardson with the Colts, and they go, my God, this guy is, he's now, he's bigger than Cam Newton. He's more athletic than Cam Newton. And what is he going to do on the football field? I love it. 21, 22 years old. C.J. Stroud, 21. Bryce Young, 22. Sam Howell, I don't know if the fans in Washington are all on board with seeing him. He's 22. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, is 23. Trevor Lawrence, 23. Jordan Love, 24. Justin Fields, already getting ready to cement himself. You would hope all the Bears fans, 24 years old. Tua's 25. Kyler Murray got all that money, already hurt because he's small, 26 years old. Lamar Jackson, MVP, 26. Mahomes, 27. You got to love it. For years, I've been waiting on the day where the NFL is just young QBs running, darting, throwing, not being ancient. Not sticking around for the better part of 20 years. It was nice, and it is nice to have some new blood. I appreciate it. Here we are. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dale is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dale?
Look, JR, the Jets has everything. I'm not a fan of the quarterback that's coming to Rodgers, but everything is set up for them in the Super Bowl. Wide receivers, running back, offensive line. That's all they need. The defense. Everything is just prime.
The New York Jets last season had one of the best defenses in the league. I'd be more concerned with their offensive line.
But everything is, the book is script for them to win. All they needed was a decent quarterback, but now they got a pretty much great quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's why I say I know you're not all that high on Aaron Rodgers, but he's going to be better than anything they've probably had in the organization's history.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Other than Joe Willis.
Oh, yeah, well, and we know, but even yeah, okay, he won a championship, but I'd venture to say that Aaron Rodgers is a more talented QB than Mr. Joe Willie with the busted knees.
Right, right.
So this is – and I got no shame in it, and thank you, Dale, for calling from Birmingham. Aaron Rodgers has not played a game. He has not. But he is the most talented, the most accomplished quarterback that has ever been signed to the New York Jets. You can go back to the New York Titans if you feel like it. Aaron Rodgers – is the best QB that has been on this team. Hopefully he can play all 17 games. Hopefully he is standing upright at the end of the season. Hopefully the New York Jets get into the playoffs. And for their fans, hopefully they do more than that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Montgomery, Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how's it going? Wonderful hearing your voice and good shepherd. Basically, I've got a related question and an unrelated question. The related question is kind of funny because it takes me back to 2008 up in Miller Park at the time. I was talking to a guy sitting next to me. It was a Cubs-Brewers game, and Aaron Rodgers had just got signed on to the Packers. And we were kind of talking funny, and he was like, yeah, I was at training camp like 2 days ago. And he goes, it's funny because Brett Favre wanted nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers as far as teaching him anything. He wanted to stay separated from the guy. So I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, Brett Favre wants nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers because he knows Aaron Rodgers
is taking his job.
Going to basically replace his job. So I'm like, okay. this guy is that good. You think? And he goes, Aaron Rodgers is that good. He goes, watch out, Bears. I'm like, okay, 2008. Flash forward to now. Again, a year ago or whatever, when Green Bay was playing the Bears at Soldier's Field, and we lost. And good old Aaron had the audacity to say, I own you, Chicago.
Yep.
And, you know,
I was actually in Chicago that day. I know about that.
That was a super-duper slap in our face. We already know that Green Bay whips our butts almost every year. And that tide is going to be changing here very soon, hopefully.
Well, everybody has their day. Everybody has their ups and downs. I would think the larger slap in the face, you know, isn't Aaron Rodgers saying that he owned the Chicago Bears. The larger slap in the face was that the Chicago Bears couldn't do a damn thing about it. I find that to be more insulting.
Yes, it totally was. And you know what? Here's the thing. I love my Chicago Bears, but I have full respect for Aaron Rodgers and how great he is as a quarterback. So good luck with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Good luck with that whole thing, man. Okay. One other unrelated thing, if you don't mind, just for a second.
Tim, it got to be a quick second. You've been here a while. I got to hit the newsflash. Hurry up. Go ahead.
Go for it. What the heck is Urban Meyer up to nowadays, dude? I'm just wondering. I haven't heard a word about him.
I think Urban Meyer might be on television, Tim. What, does he owe you money?
No, but if he's on television, then all right, I guess. All right, then he's doing media or broadcasting.
Well, it's okay. Also,
I'm just wondering. It's also August. I want to make sure he's not coaching. He's not a good coach anymore.
He's not coaching. It's also August.
Okay, all right. Cool.
No problem, Tim. Like, what's Urban Meyer going to talk about in July? I know they had the preseason coaches poll. Of course, the Bulldogs on the top. Well, what are we looking for Urban Meyer for in August, in July, in June, in May, in April? What's there to look at this guy for?
He's on Colin Cowherd a bunch. He was on recently.
Saying what?
It's a puff piece.
Yeah, so where is he? I don't know.
Rehabilitating his image so he coaches in college football again. That's all that is.
Where is he? Is he doing pregame somewhere coming up?
Yeah, no, he's got to be working with he was working with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart before he got Jacksonville. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's gonna be on Fox again, I'm sure.
Yeah. So ask him where he's at. He ain't nowhere, man. He's just on TV talking until he decides to steal money somewhere else. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Gonna get to more of your calls. Hey, I told you about these old quarterbacks. There's an old quarterback who's at the end of his rope. I think he's one of the last dudes to probably get the boot pretty soon. He is thrilled with his current wide receiver. I'll tell you who he is. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called it a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before the break, we talked about Aaron Rodgers being the last of the... Do we want to call him elderly? No. Let's just call him old. He's the last of the old quarterbacks. There's no Tom Brady. There's no Ben Roethlisberger. There's no Phillip Rivers. There's no Eli. There's no Peyton. There's no Drew Brees. It's just 39, soon to be 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. The next oldest guy is 35. That's Matthew Stafford. And that's somebody else. That's Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, he's old too now. 35. But he is. And he's coming off of an ankle surgery. And he's going into the final year of his contract. Ryan Tannehill has just been on borrowed time, if you ask me. He has found a career resurgence, being able to hand the ball off or operate play action with Derrick Henry. Oh yeah, it's real fancy to be able to say, "Hey, I'm gonna hand the ball to him, so you better be careful." But I'm actually gonna throw the ball downfield. Ryan Tannehill needs to give Derrick Henry commission. And so, coming off of his ankle surgery, knowing that Levis is on the team, knowing that you're heading into the final year of your deal, Ryan Tannehill, he about to be the hell up on out of this team. His days as a starter are numbered. My apologies to the other old quarterback, Matt Ryan, who says he's not retired so he can collect the final year of his contract. I get it. But Ryan Tannehill is thrilled that he has a 31-year-old DeAndre Hopkins on his side now. We know DeAndre just signed with the Titans. I guess he knows that Derrick Henry's going to allow him to get some touches as the number one wide receiver. We know A.J. Brown is gone. He's up in Philadelphia. And so DeAndre Hopkins, coming off of a suspension, coming off of a torn MCL, he's reportedly back. And who better to talk about this than Ryan Tannehill? Ryan Tannehill sat down with the NFL Network, and he talked about how DeAndre Hopkins is back to his vintage form. Listen.
He's been a big addition. You know, there's been a lot of those same things we've been talking about with everyone else, but we've seen some huge plays from him. You know, vintage Hopkins that you've seen across his career of tight contested catches, and he's able to elevate or make the extended catch. So as a quarterback, it's been a lot of fun to find those areas where I can put the ball where only he can get it, and then he's making the play.
Yeah, I'd be happy too if I was Ryan Tannehill. And Derrick Henry and now DeAndre Hopkins, regardless of how much older they're getting, they're going to help save his ass. They may not allow him any much longer as the starter. But, yeah, that's the best-case option for him. So good luck to Ryan Tannehill. Good luck to the Titans. I don't expect anything from them. I'm sorry. Maybe they have a winning record. Maybe they're sub-500. But championship contenders? No, I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I look at Tannehill, and I'm just like, hey, it's a countdown before you are now a backup QB. Mike is calling from Canton, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike? Hey, Mike, you're live on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. Go ahead, please.
Good. Nice to talk to you, man. Hey, Canton, Ohio just did a nice job here inducting the last 7 Hall of Famers. It was awesome. Yeah. But anyhow, I just wanted to talk about the Georgia situation with the girl with the alcohol.
Okay, so go ahead. We're going to need to fill some blanks in, but go ahead.
What's the blanks?
It's just when you say the Georgia situation with the girl and the alcohol, it's a much more nuanced situation than that.
Yes, you're right. But I agree. Through all athletics, it's tough. These people are put under situations that sometimes it doesn't work out for them. We may have missed the next NFL Hall of Famer by the abuse of something that is destroying somewhat, like you said, with CC Sabathia. Everything, that's a tough situation.
Yeah, well, I think alcohol doesn't know or care if you are a celebrity or you're an athlete. It gets at everybody. I think that was my point.
Oh, no, that's a great point, and I appreciate that point. I just wondered, listening back in the show, you were also talking about the running back situation and things like that.
Yes.
Kareem Hunt, great running back. Obviously, I'm a Browns fan. I'm from Northeast Ohio. How do you feel about his situation moving forward in his worth and where
his
where
worth?
You judge? Well, his worth and is he important to the league or is he done?
Well, Mike, I think we know this, and thank you for calling from Canton. They're running backs, they're all devalued. Okay, Kareem Hunt didn't have the easiest time because of his own legal issues coming into the league. and he's a running back. I mean, he had to play behind Chubb. What's his worth? He's in the same boat. Let's name him. Ezekiel Elliott, no job. Kareem Hunt, no job. Okay, he's visiting with the Indianapolis Colts. Leonard Fournette, no job. Dalvin Cook, yeah, he met with the Jets weeks ago. No job. Like, what are their worth? Nothing. Their worth is about to be the minimum. And they are only, I just talked about old quarterbacks. These dudes are like, they're 28 years old. 28 years old. And from college up until now, it's like they've been used, abused, and already pushed out the door. 855-212-4CBS. Jack is calling from Houston. Hey, Jack, you're live on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm from Easton, Maryland. I'm a diehard Orioles fan. I've been an Orioles fan my entire life, and I never thought after how this season has been, I am more ashamed than I've ever been to be an Orioles fan right now. And the reason for that is because of John Angelos. The Orioles lost on a walk-off grand slam tonight, and normally I would be honestly appalled at losing like that, but I have to be completely honest and say I was kind of glad to see that we lost like that. Wow. After the arrogance that John Angelos displayed by suspending our play-by-play announcer for stating simple facts regarding the team's quite honestly horrendous play in the last six seasons. We haven't been anywhere near competitive. He has put the worst baseball rosters you have ever seen on the field. And he wants to suspend our play-by-play announcer for stating a fact about how horrendous we were. And now when we finally can be happy as Orioles fans, we have to watch every other team and fan base call us the laughingstock of the league yet again because of this, you know, weasel of an owner. Well, and I know I'm stating the obvious, and I know everyone else has already been over this, but I had to get it off my chest.
No, it's okay. Quick question as we head to break. Did you hear the fans in Camden yelling to bring back Kevin? Did you hear that?
I did hear about that. And, you know, I think John Angelos is actually lucky that that was the chant that Orioles fans decided to go with, man, versus F John Angelos, which is the chant that they should have gone with because that's the message that they should be sending.
Okay.
Sell the team. Nobody wants to support this team with this owner.
That message might be coming tomorrow. And thank you, Jack, for calling from Houston. He's right. Train wreck. I was talking about this last night. I had an idiot call me and go, oh, no, it's not the biggest story. You got to be living underneath a rock. The fans were chanting it in the stands tonight. It wasn't let's go Orioles. That didn't go viral. It was free Kevin Brown. I don't know what's worse. Is it the White Sox or the Orioles? I'm going to get to more of your calls and talk about this here on CBS Sports Radio.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.